Good morning, everyone. I think we have some additional folks coming in, but we want to make sure that we make the most of our time with our guests this morning. I am Thais Carter. I am a member of the Adult Education Committee here at Nassau Presbyterian Church. It is wonderful to see all of you this morning. We are in our Ways to Pray LinkedIn Learning series, and so it is very exciting to welcome today's guests who will be sharing with us. We have the Reverend Amir Samir, who is an associate pastor at the Heliopolis Evangelical Church, the second biggest Presbyterian church in Cairo, Egypt. His ministry is mainly focused on pastoral care ministry. This year, he's on sabbatical leave from his home church as he joins his wife, Dina Bechet, who's pursuing a doctoral degree in Christian education at Princeton Theological Seminary. Dina is very impressive in her own right. Yes, she is getting a PhD at the seminary, but you should know that she received her MA degree in theology and history from the Evangelical Theological Seminary in Egypt, and her THM degree in Christian education from PTS in 2017. She joined the faculty team at the Evangelical Theological Seminary in Cairo as the second female hired since 160 years of the institution's establishment in 2021. She got enrolled here at Princeton Seminary in 2022, and after fulfilling her degree, she'll be going back to her home country to serve as a full-time professor in ETSC in the area of education and formation. So before we welcome them here to the front, join me in a word of prayer. Creator God, how lucky we are that you invite us to talk to you, that prayer is something not only that we can do, but that you welcome. And God, as we seek to be more faithful in the ways that we worship you and engage you, that we can learn from scripture, that we can learn from pastors in the pulpit, and that we can learn from one another. God, we thank you for this time, for the gift of adult ed, for the presence of our speakers this morning, and we pray that you would open our hearts to what you have to teach us today. In your name we pray. Amen. Please join me in welcoming Reverend Amir and Dina.
Good morning. سعيد اني موجود معاكم.
I'm very happy to be here. Sorry, I just need to
turn
this on. Okay, now we're ready. Okay.
بحمل ليكم كل التحيات من مصر.
I'm carrying to you all the greetings from our homeland, Egypt.
وبنطلب لي الصلاة كمان من أجل كل منطقة الشرق الأوسط بكل تحدياتها.
And we're asking for your prayers for all the Middle East struggles that is going on right now in the world.
بشكر الكنيسة هنا على محبتها.
We're thanking the church here for your love.
بشكر Pastor Dave.
And we thank Reverend Davis.
وبشكر حضراتكم على الوقت ده.
And we thank you all for this time today.
خلونا نتبارك مع بعض حوالين كلمة ربنا من ملوك الأول ثلاثة صح خمسة صح ثلاثة بداية من عدد خمسة إلى 15 ودينا تقدر تقرأ.
So today's scripture is going to be 1 Kings chapter 3, starting from verse 5 till verse 15. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, "Since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life. Then Solomon awoke, and he realized it had been a dream. He returned in Jerusalem, stood before the Ark of the Lord's covenant, and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then he gave a feast for all his court. This is the word of God.
الحياة دي واحدة من أشهر النصوص في العهد القديم.
This is one of the most famous pieces of scripture in the Old Testament.
لشخصية مشهورة زي سليمان.
Or a very famous character like King Solomon.
لو رجعنا لورا شوية.
If you go back a little bit.
في أصحاح 2.
In chapter 2.
بيقول كده وثبت الملك بيد سليمان.
It says the kingdom was now established in Solomon's hands.
وبنشوف سليمان بيقدم ذبيحة عظيمة جدا في جبعون.
And we see Solomon offering a very grand offering in Gibeon.
1000 ذبيحة.
1000 offerings.
على مدينة عالية جدا شمال أورشليم.
In a very high city in north Jerusalem.
بحضور كل أسباط إسرائيل.
In the presence of all Israel tribes.
وده مشهد عظيم جدا جدا.
And that's a very huge image.
بيقول إن كل الأسباط
that all the tribes
مجتمعين معا
are all gathered together
لإله واحد
to one God
علشان يقدموا لي ذبيحة شكر
to give him an offering of thanks.
ونشوف في مشهد عظيم مهيب
and we see in this majestic scene
وقت من الهدوء الغريب جدا جدا جدا
a time of strange quietness
كأنه حلم
as if it's a dream.
ويجي الرب ويتكلم لسليمان.
And God speaks to Solomon.
وكأننا بنروح ناحية بداية إنه ربنا بيقول له يا سليمان أنا معاك في الرحلة اللي جاية في الوقت اللي جاي.
As if it's the beginning of a time when God is telling Solomon, I'm walking this journey with you.
ونقدر نحط عنوان للفقرة دي أو للنص اللي إحنا قريناه ده.
And we can put a title for the scripture that we just read now.
بداية مؤيدة من الله.
It's a beginning that is affirmed by God.
الله يريد إنه يؤيد المشروع بتاع سليمان.
God wants to affirm the Solomon's project.
ونقدر نشوف أربع إشارات مختلفين.
And we could see four different indications.
الإشارة الأولى هي.
The first indication is.
دعوة إلهية.
It's a divine call.
عادة في المواقف الصعبة والكبيرة اللي بتبدأ في حياتنا.
Usually in the difficult circumstances that we go through in our lives,
زي الجامعة,
like going to university,
or الجواز,
or like getting married,
كل أو الشغل الكبير المهم,
or getting a new job.
كل الحاجات دي بنبدأ نصلي علشان نعرف إرادة الله في حياتنا.
Through all of these things, we usually pray because we want to know the will of God for our lives.
كلنا بندور يا رب أنا بأرضيك أنا بعمل اللي أنت عايزه ولا لا.
We all try to answer this question, am I doing the right thing? Am I pleasing you, Lord?
لكن الغريب هنا,
but the strange thing is,
إنه في وقت صعب جدا,
in a strange time, in a difficult time,
نلاقي الفكرة معكوسة.
We see this idea a little bit reversed.
الله بيقول لسليمان, اطلب ماذا أعطيك.
God is asking Solomon, what should I give you?
وهنا فرصة عظيمة جدا.
And that is a great opportunity.
دعوة من الله لسليمان أن يطلب ما يريد.
It's an invitation from God to Solomon to ask for whatever he wants.
فرصة لانفتاح أبوي إلهي على سليمان.
It's an opportunity for God openness, a divine openness towards Solomon.
وهو اختبار لسليمان.
And it's also a test for Solomon.
اختياراته هتكون بتعبر عن اللي جوه قلبه.
His choices will reflect the motives of his heart.
دعوة لنربح ونستثمر في ملكوت المسيح.
An invitation to win and to invest in the kingdom of Christ.
بنسمع الصوت ده زمان خالص خالص.
We listened to this voice very very long ago.
لما كده في سموئيل 3:9.
In Samuel 3:9.
Yes.
Okay. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?
وبنشوف هنا ازاي الله بيدعو سموئيل انه يجي علشان يعمل معاه المشروع الالهي ويقود الشعب.
God invites Solomon to come and to participate in his great mission.
كتير من المرات بننسى الصوت ده.
We forget this voice a lot of times.
ودايما نتوقع ان احنا نجيب الله يعمل اللي احنا عايزين نعمله.
And we always tend to bring God to do what we want to do.
مشروعنا احنا.
Our own project.
حلمنا احنا.
Our own dream.
مش حلم الله اللي بيقول لي تعالى يا امير امشي معايا الطريق علشان تعمل في ملكوتي.
Not God's dream to tell me, you Amir, come with me and do my dream.
بطرس.
Peter.
يسوع قال له.
Jesus told him.
اتبعني.
Follow me.
تعالى ورايا.
Come after me.
ساب كل حاجة ومشي ورا يسوع.
He left everything and he went after Jesus.
النهاردة لو احنا عندنا استعداد نسمع الصوت ده.
Today, if we are willing to listen to this voice,
لو حصلنا على نفس الفرصة,
if we got this same opportunity,
إيه هيكون طلبي?
What would be my request?
أطلب ماذا أعطيك?
Ask for whatever you want me to give you.
لو روح القدس سألني وسألك دلوقتي,
if the Holy Spirit asks you and asks me today,
اسأل ماذا أعطيك?
Ask, what do you want me to give you?
هتكون إيه إجابتي?
What would be my answer?
الإشارة الثانية, الإشارة الأولى هي دعوة إلهية. الإشارة الثانية,
so the first indication is a divine call. The second indication is
قراءة للواقع.
It's a reading for the surrounding reality.
في الأعداد من 6 إلى 8,
from the verses 6 till 8,
كنا ممكن نشوف رد سليمان بيقول,
we could have seen Solomon's response to be,
بعد مشهد عظيم جدا في جبعون,
after a very majestic scene in Gibeon,
1000 ذبيحة,
1000 offerings,
كل ممثلي الشعب موجودين معايا,
all the representatives of all the tribes are there,
ده نجاحي,
this is my success,
انا الملك العظيم سليمان,
I'm the great king Solomon.
لكن نشوف سليمان يقدم قراءة صحيحة غير مغلوطة بغرور الملك.
But we see Solomon reading his surrounding reality without being arrogant by this majestic scene.
وفي القراءة دي سليمان بيقدم مين هو الله.
And in this reading, Solomon presents to us who is God.
أنا مين.
And who am I.
كمان الناس مين.
And who are the people around me.
نشوف سليمان في العدد السابع السادس بيقول كده.
We see Solomon in verse 6 says, Solomon answered, you have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart.
بيوصف مين هو الإله ده.
He describes who is this God.
ده جزء من قراءتنا لواقع حياتنا.
This is part of our reading to our surrounding reality.
في لحظات النجاح الكبيرة.
In our greatest moments of success.
ولحظات الإخفاق الكبيرة.
At our lowest points.
بتسود الدنيا قدام عينينا.
We just see darkness sometimes.
بننسى الله.
We forget God.
بننسى أنفسنا.
We forget ourselves.
نتذكر فقط النجاح أو الفشل.
And we just remember either the success or the failures.
لكن هنا الملك العظيم بيعلمنا.
But here King Solomon teaches us.
إن إزاي نشوف ربنا ونشوف أنفسنا ونشوف كمان الناس.
How to see God and how to see ourselves and how to see the people around us too.
سليمان بيفتكر وعد الله لأبوه داود.
Solomon remembers God's promise to his father David.
في سموئيل الثاني 7 وعدد من 12 ل 16.
In Samuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7 and verse 12.
Yes.
When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with a rod wielded by men, with floggings inflicted by human hands. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. We see here,
سليمان بيوصف الله بالمحب أو الرحيم.
Solomon describes God like the loving God, the merciful God.
لكن كمان بنشوفه بيوصفه إن هو الأمين للعهد.
But he also describes him as the God faithful to his covenant.
العهد ببساطة.
The covenant simply means
هو نزع من قلوبنا
taking away from our hearts
لكل قلق ولكل خوف
the anxiety and the fear
لكل رعب
and all the horror.
لما حد فينا بيعمل تأمين صحي على حياته
when we subscribe for health insurance
مش بيكون قلقان قوي لما يتعب شوية
we are not very worried if we get sick a little
عشان
bit
عشان ما عندوش الفلوس إنه يدخل المستشفى
because I don't have money to get into a hospital
ليه بنبقى مش متوترين
why aren't we so stressed
لأن أنا عندي تأمين
because I have insurance
هو دي نفس فكرة العهد
this is the same idea of the covenant
إحنا عندنا أمان
we have security
فالله
in God
لأنه أمين لا ينكر نفسه
because he is faithful and he doesn't deny himself
فهو رحيم
he is merciful
أمين
and he is faithful
قال الكلام ده لداود
he said that to David
لكن كمان هو عنده شعب مختاره
but he has a people that he has chosen
شعب كثير
a great number of people
شعب ليه دور وليه رسالة
They have a call and they have a mission.
لكن الحقيقة
But in fact
هو مش شعب أحسن من الشعوب اللي حواليه خالص.
These people they are not better than all the other people.
هو شعب ما فيهوش أي حاجة تميزه عن كل الناس اللي حواليه.
They don't have anything to make them better from any other people.
الحاجة الوحيدة المختلفة عن باقي الشعوب
The only thing that is different from the other people
إن الشعب العظيم ده اللي هيكون مسؤول عنه سليمان
that this numerous people that Solomon is responsible for
إنه عنده دور ورسالة مختلفة في هذا الأرض في هذه الأرض
that they have a different role and a different mission on this earth
عنده دعوة إلهية من الله محتاج يحققها
they have a call from God that they have to accomplish
هنا بنشوف إزاي هو أرى الله
we see how he read God
وإزاي بيشوف دور الشعب الكتير لكنه صاحب دور ورسالة عشان كده هو شعب مميز.
And how he saw the role and the mission of this people, so that's why they are so special.
وبيشوف قد إيه هو شخص صغير.
And he sees how he is too little.
أنا عندي 20 سنة.
He says, I'm 20 years old.
أنا ما أقدرش على المسؤولية والمهمة الكبيرة دي.
I'm not able to do this huge responsibility.
أنا مش هحكم شعب زي باقي الشعوب.
I'm not going to rule people like any other people.
أنا هقود شعب يا رب.
I'm going to lead
محتاج.
A people
محتاج يمشي في سكة.
Who need to go through a journey.
أنت دعينا ليها.
You have called us to it.
وده شعب كتير جدا.
And they are numerous in number.
المهمة دي كبيرة قوي عليا.
This is huge for me.
قال كده واحد من المفكرين.
One of the thinkers said.
Egyptian.
Egyptian thinkers.
نحن باستمرار أصغر من أدوارنا.
We are always less than the roles we do.
لما بنفكر في ربنا بنتشجع.
When we think of God, we always get encouraged.
لأنه أمين ورحيم.
Because he is faithful and he is merciful.
لما نفكر في الدور والمهمة بتاعتنا.
But when we think about our roles.
بيظهر ضعفنا وقلة إمكانياتنا.
It just shows our limitedness and our weakness.
وفي اللحظة دي بنصلي.
And in this moment we pray.
في اللحظة دي بنروح لحضن الله.
And in this moment we go to the embrace of God.
في اللحظة دي بنتكلم معاه.
And in this moment we talk to God.
في اللحظة دي بنلقي كل همومنا عند أقدام يسوع.
And in this moment we put all our burdens at the feet of Jesus.
ودي الدعوة اللي بنتعلمها من سليمان.
And this is the call that we learn from Solomon.
إنه دعوة الله الإلهية لينا.
God's divine call to us.
أكبر مننا.
It's a lot bigger than us.
في مهام كتير جدا في حياتنا.
There are a lot of responsibilities in our life.
بنحس إن إحنا مش قادرين.
That we feel we can't do.
إننا أصغر جدا من المهمة الصعبة دي.
We are very less or little than to do it.
لما نبص على الصليب بنتشجع.
But when we look at the cross, we get encouraged.
لما نبص على محبة يسوع بنتشجع.
When we look at the love of Jesus, we get encouraged.
لكن محتاجين نصلي علشان نتحد بالحب ده.
But we need to pray in order to be united with this love.
الأمر الأول دعوة إلهية.
So the first thing is the divine call.
الأمر الثاني هي قراءة صحيحة للواقع.
The second thing is reading the surrounding reality.
مين هو ربنا؟
Who is God?
مين أنا؟
Who am I?
إيه الدور بتاعي؟
What is my role?
الأمر الثالث هو طلبة صحيحة.
The third thing is the right request.
في عدد 9
In verse 9
بيقول كده.
In verse 9, so give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong.
الحقيقة الطلبة كانت مميزة جدا جدا.
The right request for Solomon was very special.
قلبا فهيما.
A discerning heart.
قلبا مصغيا.
It's a listening heart.
قادر على الاستماع لصوت الله.
It's able to listen to the voice of God.
لو أنا شخص عايز
If I'm a person
أتبع حد معين
who wants to follow a certain person
أنا لابد إني أكون قادر أسمع صوته
I have to be able to listen to their voice.
ما ينفعش أتبعك بدون ما أنا عايز أكون بسمع صوتك وأطيع صوتك
I cannot follow you if I don't want to listen to your voice and to listen to you.
قلبا مصغيا
A listening heart.
قلبا مميزا
A discerning heart.
يقدر يميز ما بين الخير والشر
That is being able to distinguish between good and evil.
في النص اللي بعد ده على طول.
In the scripture right after this one.
بنشوف حكاية جميلة قوي قوي قوي.
We see a very nice story.
أعتقد كل حضراتكم فاكرينها.
I believe all of you remember this story.
لما جت امرأتين زانيتين.
When two prostitutes.
واحدة نامت على ابنها.
One laid on her son.
فمات.
And he passed.
فالتانية راحت حطت الطفل راحت الأم المرأة دي حطت ابنها الميت جنب التانية وخدت الولد الصحي حطته في حضنها.
So she put her dad's son at the breast of the second woman and she replaced the two babies.
وقوم للملك.
And they came to the king.
حللنا المشكلة.
Please solve this problem.
مين فينا يقدر يحل مشكلة زي دي؟
That's a very hard problem.
صعبة جدا.
It is very difficult.
أعمل إيه؟
What can I do?
ما أعرفهمش.
I don't know them.
I don't have DNA.
I don't have DNA tests.
أعمل إيه?
What can I do?
لكن حكمة القلب المميز.
But the wisdom of the discerning heart.
اللي بيقدر يميز الأشياء.
That is able to distinguish between things.
النعمة الإلهية في قلوبنا.
The grace of God in our hearts.
في المواقف الصعبة بتخرجنا.
In the difficult situations, it gets us out.
في المواقف الصعبة بتمنحنا الحكمة.
In difficult situations, it gives us wisdom.
بكل بساطة.
With all simplicity.
تفوق سليمان بحكمته.
Solomon has succeeded with his wisdom.
على كل المعامل.
Like he won like over DNA laboratories.
على كل الحضارة اللي احنا يمكن وصلنا ليها النهاردة بعد سنين
طويلة. And all the civilization that we have come to reach.
بس بفكرة ونعمة وحكمة من الله.
Just with the wisdom and the grace from God.
وهي دي نعمة ربنا.
And this is the grace of God.
اللي هتظهر ليا وليك في لحظة معينة.
That will show to me and to you in a certain situation.
لا تبدو عظيمة.
It doesn't look that great.
يمكن تبان مواقف عادية بالنسبة للملك.
Maybe it's just mundane.
لكنها هي اللي بتميز حياة ملك عن ملك آخر.
But it distinguishes one king from another.
سليمان كان محتاج قلب مصغي يسمع صوت ربنا.
Solomon needed a listening heart that's able to listen to God's voice.
لكن كمان محتاج قلب يميز بيه بين الناس وبين الشعب العظيم.
But also a heart to distinguish and to rule this people.
فلا يستهلك.
So it will
سليمان.
Be, so Solomon wouldn't get consumed.
في طلبات الناس.
With people's demands.
متطلبات النجاح.
And the requirements of success.
المظاهر.
Or the appearances.
الملك.
The king, kingdom.
لكن يظل يسمع صوت الله ويطيعه.
But remains listening to the voice of God and obeying.
وفي نفس الوقت موجود بين الناس.
And in the same time being among people.
هو ده القلب الفهيم.
That is the discerning heart.
بيقول كده في يعقوب.
He says in James.
إن كان أحد تعوزه الحكمة.
If someone requires wisdom, he will be given generously without finding fault.
مين. الإشارة الأولى هي قراءة للواقع الإشارة الثانية هي قراءة للواقع الإشارة الأولى هي دعوة إلهية وقراءة للواقع وطلبة صحيحة
So the first one is divine call, the second one is reading the surrounding reality, and the third one is the right request.
الإشارة الأخيرة هي الاستجابة بسرور.
The last one is a pleased response.
بنشوف في عدد 10.
We see in verse 10, the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this.
حسن الكلام في عيني الرب.
The God was pleased.
ليه؟
Why?
لو سليمان كان طلب غنى.
If Solomon had asked for wealth,
أو طلب أنفس أعدائه,
or maybe the death of his enemies,
أو طلب أموال كتيرة,
or maybe a lot of money,
ربنا يزعل ليه؟
Why would God be upset?
ليه ربنا يزعل إن أنا يكون عندي كل ده؟
Why God would be upset to have all of that?
ليه ربنا يتضايق إن أنا يكون عمري طويل جدا جدا؟
Why God would be upset if I have long years?
حاجة مهمة جدا جدا.
A very important thing.
في دعوتنا المسيحية النهاردة.
In our Christian calling today.
اللي بيعنيها الصليب والمسيح موت المسيح لينا على الصليب.
Which the cross of Christ means for us today.
الخروج من الذات.
To go out of ourselves.
عدم التمحور حوالين نفسي.
And not to be self-centered.
احتياجاتي.
And my own needs.
راحتي.
My own
إمكانياتي.
My own potentials and my life.
ده اللي سليمان بالضبط عمله.
That is exactly what Solomon did.
سليمان خرج من نفسه.
Solomon got out of himself.
ما طلبش أنفس أعدائه.
He didn't ask for the death of his enemies.
فيبدو أن هو الشخص العظيم المنتصر.
So that he appears to be the winning, the great king.
ولا طلب عمر طويل لي فدي حاجة تخصه هو شخصيا.
Nor did he ask for long years. That's something that is a personal need.
ولا طلب غنى وكرامة برضو ليه هو بشكل شخصي.
Or asking for wealth for him personally.
لكنه طلب حكمة.
But he asked for wisdom.
عشان الشعب.
For his people.
عشان الدور والرسالة اللي الله قال له عليهم.
For the role and the mission that God has told him about.
شخص لم يبحث عن نفسه.
He didn't look for himself.
في طلبة مهمة جدا جدا وقت مهم جدا الله بيقول له اطلب ماذا أعطيك.
In a very important time when God is asking him, what do you want, Solomon?
سليمان بيخرج من نفسه.
Solomon gets out of himself.
ويفكر في الدور والرسالة اللي الرب اداها له.
And he thinks about the role and the mission that God has given
him. ويطلب طلبة صحيحة.
And he asks for the right request.
ونشوف الرب بيفرح.
And we see God is pleased.
التعبير هنا كأنه قلب الله مسرور.
It is like God's heart is happy, is joyful.
بسبب طلبة سليمان.
Because of Solomon's request.
كل الأمور دي بتؤكد.
All of these they affirm.
إنه سليمان.
That Solomon.
بيتمحور حوالين الدعوة الإلهية.
Is centered in his divine call.
بيفتكر الإله الأمين للعهد.
And he remembers the God who is faithful to his covenant.
واللي عمله سليمان.
And what Solomon did.
بيفكرنا.
It reminds us.
ولا يمكن أبدا ننسى.
And we can never forget.
من دعي وأطاع حتى الموت.
Who was called and obeyed till the death of the cross.
موت الصليب.
Death of the cross.
ومن تعامل مع واقع خطيئتنا.
And who dealt with the reality of our sin.
بدور ورسالة حقيقية.
With a real role and a real mission.
وصرخ ليطلب طلبة صحيحة.
And he called out to God to ask for the right request.
لأن ابن الإنسان جاء.
Because the Son of Man, he came.
لكي يطلب ويخلص ما قد هلك.
To save all that have sinned.
وقد فرح به الآب.
And God has been happy with
وصفه.
He described it.
هذا هو ابن الحبيب الذي به سررت.
He looked at Jesus and said, "This is my son whom I am pleased with."
هو ده يسوع المسيح.
This is Jesus Christ.
اللي سليمان.
Whom Solomon.
خلق نحو صورته.
He was created in his image.
الأمين للعهد.
He was faithful to the covenant.
اللي كلنا ممسوكين فيه.
We are all in this covenant.
اللي كلنا محمولين بنعمته.
We are all carried with his grace.
اللي حبنا حتى الموت موت الصليب.
He loved us till death. Till the death of the cross.
John Bunyan, اللي كاتب كتاب السائح المسيحي بيقول كده.
John Bunyan, he wrote the Pilgrim's Progress book. He said,
مخافة الله هي بداية الحكمة، ومن افتقد البداية لن يكون له وسط أو نهاية.
The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and they that lack the beginning have neither middle nor end. آمين.
Thank you.
We do have time for some questions, to talk about the passage, to talk about what was shared. Don't ask your question until I run the mic to you.
No, it's good.
Thank you so much for sharing this morning. I was really struck by what you said about the need to have a listening heart as we pray. Could you give us some advice or just some more reflection on what can we do to encourage a listening heart in ourselves?
أنا تأثرت جدا من الحتة اللي بتقول فيها أن أنا يكون عندي قلب بيسمع لله. أنت ممكن تنصحنا إزاي نحاول نعمل كده في حياتنا بشكل عملي؟
Mr. Dave, you can answer. أعتقد كل ما بنقضي وقت في علاقة مع ربنا
I think the more we spend time with God
من خلال الكتاب المقدس
through reading his word
أو من خلال وقت شخصي
through a personal time with God
أو وقت الصلاة
through a prayer
أعتقد العلاقة بتقرب قوي
I think the relationship gets closer
زي أي شخص احنا بنحبه
like any other person that we like or love
بقدر أحس قوي بهو محتاج إيه
I can feel what they need.
بقدر أفهمه حتى لو قال كلمات اتقالت في سياق تاني مختلف.
I can understand even if he says something that is not in the context.
بقدر أفهم قصده قوي.
I can really understand what he means.
فبشكل كبير قوي الأمر معتمد على
It all relates to
أنا قد إيه بقضي وقت معاكي.
How much time do I spend time with you?
وساعتها هقدر أحس بيكي وأفهمك بشكل أفضل.
And then I can really understand what you feel.
What is the fundamental reason for the success of the Presbyterian Church in Egypt, considering the mass of Muslims and the Coptics?
إيه هو سر النجاح الرئيسي للطائفة المشيخية في مصر في ظل وجود الإسلام والطوائف الأخرى في مصر؟ إيه اللي بيخليها طائفة قوية في مصر برغم وجود كل الحاجات دي؟
أسباب كتير.
A lot of reasons.
أعتقد لأنها مرتبطة بالكتاب المقدس.
I think it's strongly related to the word, scripture.
لأنها الأقرب لمخاطبة العقل والقلب معاً.
It is the closest to speaking to the mind and the heart together.
لأنها قدرة أكتر للتفاعل مع الشباب.
Because the Presbyterian Church is able to reach the youth in a more effective way.
خاصة لما جت مصر الإرسالية الأمريكية.
Especially when the American mission came to Cairo, to Egypt.
اهتمت بقضايا المجتمع.
It was very involved with the societal issues.
كانت مصر في تحدي كبير قوي قوي.
Egypt had a very big challenge at that time.
كانوا بيروحوا المرسلين لأماكن صعبة جدا جدا.
The missionaries went to very difficult places. In Egypt,
جداً.
Very poor.
جهلة ناس جهلة ما عندهاش مدارس.
Ignorance, no schools.
كانوا بيعملوا مستشفى صغيرة ومدرسة في جنب الكنيسة.
They had a little hospital and a little school next to the church.
ده فرق جدا في حياة الناس.
This made a lot of difference in the lives of people.
ده خلى ناس كتير تبص على المكان ده بنظرة مختلفة.
And it made people look at this place with a different point of view.
ده خلى الكنيسة تبقى محمية بالمجتمع أكتر.
The church was made protected but more by the society.
الأقليات في مصر بيواجهوا تحديات كبيرة.
Minorities in Egypt they face a lot of challenges.
الكنائس في الثورة.
The churches in the revolution specifically.
اتحرقت كنائس كتير قوي.
A lot of churches were burnt.
أنا كنت في كنيسة.
He was at a church at that time.
وحاول المسلمين في وقت.
And Muslims tried at that time
إنهم يكسروا الباب ويدخلوا علشان يحرقوا الكنيسة وأنا جوه.
To break the door and burn the church while he was inside that church.
ده كان وقت صعب جدا جدا.
That was so difficult.
دلوقتي مصر فيها أمان كبير جدا.
Now Egypt, it's a lot more secure than before.
في ناس بيعرفوا كلمة ربنا بشكل حقيقي جدا كتير.
There are people now who really know the true word of God.
في ناس بتحب ربنا بشكل كبير جدا جدا.
There are many people now who really love the Lord.
كلية اللاهوت في مصر قوية جدا.
The evangelical seminary back home is really strong.
دي عوامل كتيرة جدا جدا ساعدت إنه مصر تفضل فيها الكنيسة المشيخية قوية.
These are numerous reasons that made the church back home stay strong.
أعتقد الإسلام ساعدنا إن إحنا نحافظ على نفسنا.
And Islam has helped us to protect ourselves.
لما بيكون عندك تحديات كتيرة.
When you have a lot of challenges.
أنت دايما بتحاول تحارب إنك تكون في المكان الصحيح.
You always fight to be in the right position.
بتخاف من أي انحراف.
You are afraid to go in a wrong place.
بتخاف من أي تشويه.
You are afraid to give a wrong image.
عشان كده بتحاول دايما تحافظ على نفسك في مكان مظبوط.
You have to be in the right place.
في ظل ثقافات تاني كتير بتدينك.
In the midst of a lot of other cultures that stand against you.
وبتحاول تبعدك أو تخليك تتلاشى.
And they try to keep you away or ignore you.
دي تحديات كتيرة.
These are a lot of challenges.
بتصنع كنيسة قوية.
That makes a strong church.
Pastor Amir, you have shared with me a little bit of the worship life of your congregation. I think you mentioned that Friday is the busiest day. I wondered if you could say a word about your worship life and the role of collective prayer.
أنت كنت شاركت معايا عن العبادة في الكنيسة وقد إن يوم الجمعة هو أزحم يوم. ممكن تشاركنا شوية عن العبادة في الكنيسة شكلها عامل إزاي وقد إيه هي بتجمع أعمار كتير وناس كتير في الكنيسة؟
زمان.
Long ago.
مصر كانت كلها قبطية.
Egypt was all Coptic.
مسيحيين كلهم.
Christians all together.
فكانت كل مصر بتعمل أجازة يوم الحد.
So all of Egypt they had Sunday off.
دلوقتي الأمر اتغير.
Now it's different.
فبدأ عدد من الكنائس يعمل اجتماع يوم الجمعة.
So some churches started to have a Friday service.
ولأن الجمعة هو يوم الأجازة بتاع الدولة.
Because Friday is the official day off.
فبدأ عدد الناس اللي يحضروا يوم الجمعة أكتر بكتير قوي من الحد.
So the number of attendance in Friday is a lot bigger than Sundays.
فأنا هستخدم نموذج الكنيسة بتاعتي.
I will use the example of my own church.
بس مش كل الكنائس في مصر بالشكل ده.
But not all of the churches in Egypt are like that.
هي كنيسة كبيرة شوية.
It's a big church.
عشان كده هي فيها عدد كبيرة جدا من الناس.
That's why it has a lot of people attending.
احنا عندنا ثلاث اجتماعات كبار.
We have three big meetings.
الجمعة الصبح.
The Friday service morning.
أعتقد بيحضر 1,200 واحد.
1,200 people.
في نفس الوقت ده.
In the same time.
بيبقى عندنا مدارس الأحد.
We have a Sunday school going on Friday morning.
120 خادم.
120 servants.
تقريبا عندنا 600 طفل.
And 600 children.
وعندنا اجتماع لقلب يسوع.
And we have a class called the Heart of Jesus.
ده للذوي القدرات الخاصة.
As for the disabled.
دول تقريبا بيبقوا 50.
Those like 50 children.
دي خدمات بتبقى يوم الجمعة.
All of these occur on a Friday morning.
كنيسة زحمة جدا.
Very crowded.
مليانة في كل مكان.
Everywhere.
منظر مبهج جدا وحلو.
It's very nice scene to see.
Yes.
In the morning.
الحد الصبح.
Sunday service.
الكنيسة الناس ينفع أقول الكبار شوية في السن.
Usually they are older in age.
Yes. دول في حدود مثلا 500.
They're like 500.
ممكن مرات يبقوا أكتر.
Sometimes they're bigger number.
مرات أقل.
Sometimes less.
The same لحد بالليل.
And the same, we have another service Sunday evening.
احنا دول الاجتماعات الرئيسية العامة.
These are like the basic meetings that we have in our church.
عندنا اجتماع إعدادي.
We have our youth meeting.
ثانوي وجامعة.
Yeah, we don't have them all together like they are classified in grades.
كل الاجتماعات دي فيها أعداد كويسة.
They all have good numbers.
وخدمات كويسة شغالة.
And like the ministries are going well in them.
العبادة تقريبا شبه هنا.
The worship resembles here.
somehow.
بتختلف شوية في المزيكا.
It's a bit different when it comes to music.
ترانيم.
And the selection of songs.
مصر اللغة بتتطور فيها بشكل كبير.
The language is developing a lot in back home.
ما بين اللغة الرسمية وما بين اللغة العامية.
Between the official Arabic and the slang Arabic.
فكتير من الناس مش بيقدر يرنم اللغة الصعبة.
A lot of people are not able to sing like the tough, like official Arabic language.
فبدأت ناس كتير تكتب ترانيم بلغة عامية وتعمل مزيكا.
So some people started to make our own contemporary Arabic worship.
I think أعتقد دي الحاجة المختلفة في الموضوع.
And that's the different thing.
Hi, thank you very much. I'm from Pakistan, thank you. We read lots of things in the history, especially the Evangelical Theological Seminary, you know, the history, how the Indians support the boat. Anyway, so my question is concerning the contextual theology and how it differ from like a local theology, how is it developing in a curricula? Or it's still influenced by the overseas missions curricula? That's number one. Number two, because Coptic has a history of a chanting, Coptic chants, you know, that's what is the contextual musical expressions. So how the current contemporary worship has engaged or disengaged from the local musical genres and adopting the contemporary style, as you mentioned. So how that to relate developing a contextual theology of worship as well as the music? Thank you.
بتكلم على الترنيم التراثي يعني احنا عندنا في مصر تراث بالذات في الارثوذكس التسبيحات والحاجات دي وازاي احنا عارفين نحافظ على التراث بالحاجات اللي بتيجي من الغرب او وازاي في يعني توازن ما بين الترنيم التراث بتاعنا والترانيم الجديدة أو أن يبقى عندك حاجة مواكبة للعصرين
الكنيسة الأرثوذكسية
The Orthodox Church
كنيسة تقليدية جدا
It's very traditional
متركبة في بعض زي المكعبات
It's very complex like the Lego
ما ينفعش تغير حاجة
You cannot change anything
لو غيرت حاجة
If you change anything
تقريبا المكعب كله هيقع
The whole complex falls down
فهما التغيير عندهم صعب جدا.
Change for them is really hard.
سلطة الكاهن.
The authority of the priest.
مرتبطة باللاهوت.
Is related to the theology.
مرتبطة بسلطة الكنيسة.
And related to the authority of the church.
مرتبطة بالقداس.
And to the mass.
كل الحاجات ماسكة ببعض.
All of the things are related together.
علشان كده التغيير عندهم أصعب جدا جدا من الكنيسة المشيخية.
So change for them is a lot harder than change for the Presbyterian Church.
علشان كده أصعب حاجة وصلت ليها الكنيسة الأرثوذكسية النهاردة.
So the hardest thing that the Orthodox Church reached to today.
بيعترض عليها كتير جدا من الناس من الكهنة.
And a lot of priests object to.
إن هم دخلوا ترانيم مجرد بالعود الشرقي بس.
That they even just like play songs with the oud.
ده تغيير صعب جدا.
The lute, I think it's translated lute.
Yes. Yeah. أعتقد ده تغيير صعب جدا في الكنيسة الأرثوذكسية.
That's a very hard change in the Orthodox Church.
على الناحية الثانية الكنيسة الإنجيلية.
On the other hand, the Presbyterian Church.
عندها مرونة كبيرة جدا.
Has more flexibility with that.
ده جذب عدد كبير جدا من أرثوذكسي الكنيسة الإنجيلية.
And that attracted a lot of the Orthodox to the Presbyterian Church.
وفي عدد كبير من الناس في مصر.
And a lot of people in Egypt.
بيحب السيستم.
They love system like.
فبيحب الكنيسة الأرثوذكسية.
They love the Orthodox Church.
بيحب يعمل القداس.
They love to do the mass.
باللغة القبطية.
With the Coptic language.
تقريبا مش فاهم حاجة.
They don't understand anything.
مش مشكلة.
It doesn't matter.
بس أنا هاجي وهحضر.
But I will attend.
وهتناول.
And I will take communion.
من الكاهن.
From the priest.
اللي لابس بالشكل المعين ده.
And that who's wearing the specific garment.
وعنده دقن بشكل معين.
And he has the specific beard.
Can you join me in a round of applause for Reverend Amir and Dina?
Thank you.
And if today you enjoyed hearing about Solomon praying for himself, I invite you to come back next week where our own Kathy Sackenfeld is going to be covering 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 22 to 53, Solomon praying for others. Thanks so much for being here.